Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new KBLU Radio Network. That's the Blue Raven Network. Visit our website at www.1blueraven.feebly.com.
FOJC Radio, where truth in the Word of God is found.
We declare that the kingdom of God is here.
Good morning, and welcome to FOJC Radio Church. Grab your Bible and your pens and your paper, and when two or three are gathered in His name, the Lord is right here with us. So thank you for joining us, and here's Brother David.
Good morning, and welcome to the January 18th. 2015 edition of FOJC Radio Church. I am David Carrico, and for the next hour, we are going to be studying the Word of God, and we're also going to be celebrating the Passover, the Lord's Supper, at the end of our program. So have your elements ready and celebrate that with us. Want to give a special shout out this morning to Mary and Mitch down in Adelaide, South Australia. They are excited about FOJC Radio Church down in the Great Southland, and they're spreading the word with business cards. So God bless you, Mary and Mitch. Also a shout out to Tracy and Greg this morning, and a special thank you this morning to the Blue Raven for all he does to help promote FOJC Radio Church. As we do, we are going to prepare our hearts with a time of worship this morning. And we are going to be having our lesson, The Certain Example. We'll be right back after this time of praise.
It's so easy, Lord, to stumble in this old world we're living in, while the Satan goes to and fro. There's so many that are falling, yes, they're falling every day. So help me stand, Lord, the way you stood long ago. Come strength to turn him down, and help me stand, Lord, the way you stood long ago. All through the Bible, you had disciples that were able, Lord, to stand. Though this Spirit, your time seemed low, there was any that was slain, 'cause they stood for your name. So help me stand, Lord, the way they stood long ago.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for each and every one that's gathered together to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Lord, I humbly ask your help and your anointing to bring forth the word this morning. And Lord, we ask for your help for each and every one to be anointed to receive the word of God. Lord, help Donna to keep everything running smoothly. And Lord, just bless us in the Holy Spirit this morning. Forgive us of our sins as we prepare our hearts for this most holy reception of your body and blood this morning. And we give you the praise for everything good that happens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our lesson this morning is the certain example. And it comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 through 7. And I want to read the first seven verses together. Then we're going to go back and we're going to unpack this passage because it's truly loaded with dynamite. 1 Corinthians 10 and 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now, the context of 1 Corinthians 10 and the problem that Paul is dealing with is the Corinthians' desire to attend the pagan festivals in the idol temples and to eat the meat that was sacrificed unto idols and to drink the wine that was poured out unto idols in these pagan feasts. Now, what gives this passage its dynamite punch is in the first verse when the Apostle Paul, addressing this predominantly Gentile church, says, our fathers, our fathers. It was a Gentile, maybe totally, we don't know, but it was certainly a predominantly Gentile congregation. But yet he said to them Gentiles that Moses and those Israelites, they are our fathers, placing the Gentiles as the Israel of God. And this is what connected them to the Old Testament and made this real to them. Now, what we hear today, now the Apostle Paul starts this off and he says, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now that word ignorant, that's a rather blunt and it's a direct and it's an uncomfortable word, but Paul begins with saying, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now the things of which we speak this morning, 99% of people in America that profess Christianity are ignorant of that which we're going to talk about this morning to some extent or another. Now, what is said this morning, and our lesson this morning, is the certain example. And in verse 6, Paul said, now these things were our examples. It's an example for us. And what is said today is that what the Old Testament says about sin and idolatry no longer applies to me. You hear this phrase, that was the Old Testament. That don't apply to me. Well, the point that Paul is making this morning, and not only Paul, but the Holy Ghost through Paul, is it is a certain example for you. It does apply. Now, those same people that would say what the Old Testament says about sin and idolatry does not apply, they will say the law of tithing, now that does apply. Now, they are just absolutely backwards. What the Old Testament says about sin and idolatry, that's out. Well, that's in. And they say, now that law of tithing, that's in. Well, no, that's out. They're just wrong on both. It's ignorance. And because people, you see, I don't want, and I know that our listeners are not ignorant. Our listeners are some of the most intelligent people in the world, and biblically, and I mean that, and that's not just blowing smoke. But as a whole, the body of Christ is in ignorance, and they are being deceived, and they are being exploited by false teachers on things that are obviously lies. And you don't have to read your Bible very much to figure that out. Now, as Paul lays out this passage, and always when I say Paul, we have to keep in mind that the Holy Ghost is the author of Scripture. And he is using the Apostle Paul. But as Paul lays this out, he draws an ironclad analogy that is impossible to miss unless you're just trying. And we're going to unpack that this morning, and we're going to let this dynamite passage explode in our hearts and in our spirits this morning. Now, Paul draws an analogy between the children of Israel in the wilderness and the Corinthian church, and not just with the Corinthian church, but with us and the entire New Testament body of Christ. And he compares the provision that God made for the children of Israel in the wilderness to the Christian ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now, let's unpack this so it'll become clear in a way that's unmistakable. And then it's going to explode in our hearts and our spirits this morning. And there will be no need for anyone to be in ignorance. Now, in 1 Corinthians 10, let's read the first two verses again. He says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. The Apostle Paul is correcting ignorance here. When you think that what the Old Testament says about idolatry and sin doesn't apply to you, that's ignorance that can be deadly. And when you let people exploit you by putting the law on you, that's also ignorance that can be deadly. But he says, how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now, in the second verse here, all three Christian baptisms are portrayed in type. Now, there are three Christian baptisms, and we're going to lay this out because many of our listeners know this. We've studied this before, but Many do not. And we are, thank God, getting new listeners all the time. And we're so thankful for that. Now, there are three Christian baptisms that are typified here: unto Moses, in the sea, and under the cloud. Now, the first one, unto Moses, this represents baptism into Jesus Christ. Now, Romans 6 and 3 says, know ye not, and here again Paul is correcting Israel, know ye not, don't you know? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Now, if you allow teachers to take this and just read into the Word of God, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into water. This is not talking about water baptism. This is talking about baptism into Jesus Christ. And if you allow people to put you under this kind of a teaching, you will fall victim to priestcraft. This is baptism into Jesus Christ. And this takes place when someone becomes a Christian. We are baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. Also, in Galatians 3 and 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. When the Word of God says baptized into Christ, that's just what it means. These texts are not talking in any way about water baptism. That's a good and a right thing, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit in just a moment. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, this is what happens when we become a Christian. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Doesn't matter what race, what nationality you are. If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit baptizes you into Christ, and we all drink of the same Spirit, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now, this is what is spoken of in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5. This is the baptism that you have to have. In Ephesians 4, 5, the apostle said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And this is the one essential baptism that you have to have to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, this is typified in our passage as under the sea, in the sea. And in Matthew 28, the Lord instituted water baptism, and he also instituted the doctrine of Christ here in the final words of the Gospel of Matthew. And water baptism doesn't save you, but Jesus here says to be baptized in water, so we need to be. There was a lady that came to one of our meetings and got saved. She said, and she says, I don't want to be baptized in water. Well, you know right there that the person did not get saved. When a person gets saved, they want to obey Jesus. So when you've got someone that says, I don't want to be baptized in water, well, you know they're not a follower of Jesus, because Jesus says here in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So Jesus institutes water baptism and also the doctrine of Christ. We are to teach people the things that he taught for us to know and to observe. The doctrine of Christ is the only doctrine of the church. Now let's get the third baptism, symbolized here as under the cloud. And this is found in Luke chapter 3 and verse 16. John answered, saying unto them, all. And you see, this means you too and me. I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So Paul and the Holy Ghost here draw a beautiful analogy of all three Christian baptisms in the first two verses. Now, as Paul moves in to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, and let's read it again, he now draws an analogy to the Lord's Supper, our celebration of the Passover. And these are the only two ordinances that the church has. Baptism, the Lord's Supper, that's it. There is no more. And sometimes when we celebrate with a group the Lord's Supper, we will have a foot washing also, as our Lord did. You can read this in John 13. But this is it. There is nothing else. And any attempts to add to this is sin. It's sin. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, "And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Jesus was present with them as the angel of the Lord. Now, Paul here alludes to two things. He alludes to the spirit, the miraculous eating that took place. And you can read about the manna in Exodus chapter 16. And there was a miraculous drinking that took place. And you can read about that in Exodus 17 when God brought water from the rock. And this is used, that the miraculous eating and drinking is used as analogy to our eating and drinking in the Lord's Supper. It symbolizes, we've talked about the protection that is there. When the first Passover they were protected from the death angel, this talks about miraculous provision. Just like God gave manna and water out of the rock, God will provide for his people if our faith is truly in him. Miraculous provision and miraculous protection. Now, this was used. The early church got this. And I want to read a passage from the Didache. The Didache was written about the same time as the book of Revelation, and it is one of the most authoritative and most used of the extra-biblical books. Not scripture, but a very good book with good instruction. And this is what it says. And the author of the Didache uses 1 Corinthians 10 in his explanation of the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Let me read chapter 9, verse 5 through chapter 10, verse 3. This is what it says. "But let no one eat or drink from your Eucharist except those who are baptized in the Lord's name. For the Lord also has spoken concerning this. Do not give what is holy to dogs." Now this morning, if you are not baptized, but yet you're born again, you can partake of the Lord's Supper with us. And if you are not baptized in water, find another believer. I would gladly baptize a believer. We've baptized many in our time. But all you need is another believer and have them baptize you. You know, it's just that simple. You don't have to have some super special person. God told the Christians, preach, baptize. This is the command to every Christian. Give them the gospel, baptize them. Now, in verse chapter 10, verse 1, "And after you have been filled, give thanks as followed. We thank you, Holy Father, for your holy name, which you have made to dwell in our hearts, and for the knowledge and faith and immortality which you have made known to us through Jesus your servant. Glory to you forever. You, Almighty Master, created everything for your name's sake. You have given food and drink." Now here, the author of the Didache is using the same words that Paul used in 1 Corinthians 10, connecting it to the miraculous provision of the Passover. You have given food and drink to men for their pleasure, so that they might give you thanks. And to us, you have graciously given spiritual food and drink and life eternal through Jesus your servant. And there was an understanding when they had this celebration that not only were they receiving the spiritual food, but also they were believing God for that miraculous provision that only He was able to supply. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 and 6. And Paul here makes the application very direct. And here's the seriousness of it. And in this context, Paul is talking about their desire to attend pagan festivals. And he says here, "But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. It cost them their lives and their eternal salvation. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted." Now let's ask ourselves the very pointed question, just exactly what was it that was evil that they lusted after? Now let's get the answer from the Word of God. Numbers chapter 11. And at this point, the fuse on the dynamite is getting very short. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. "And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, 'Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic, but now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes.'" They despised the miracle that God provided for them, and they lusted after flesh and after vegetables. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating fish and vegetables. I like fish and vegetables. But the point here obviously is what God provided for them wasn't good enough for them. They wanted something bigger, something better in their mind. And they said their soul was dried up. Their soul was dried up because they had left the faith in the God that was miraculously providing for them. Now, let's get the analogy. This is the example for us. For them, the miraculous food and drink he provided was not enough for them. For the Corinthians, the miraculous food and drink that was provided in baptism and the Lord's Supper, that wasn't good enough for them. They had to go to the pagan festival. They had to go down there. The Lord's Supper wasn't good enough for them. They had to go down and get them some idol meat. They had to go down and get them some idol wine. They had to partake in the pagan festival. God said, be careful. This example does apply to you. Just like the children of Israel were overthrown in the wilderness, this example is for you. Now, in the early church, this was a huge point, and I have made reference in the past to one of the second century apostles, Irenaeus, and he is one of my favorites. Irenaeus was taught by the martyr apostle of the Church of Smyrna, Polycarp, and Polycarp was taught personally. Polycarp was personally discipled by the apostle John, and as a young man in the ministry, Irenaeus heard the stories that Polycarp told him about the Apostle John, and he was so fascinated that as a young man beginning ministry, he made a trip to Ephesus. And at Ephesus, when Irenaeus was a young man, the elderly men and women at Ephesus were still alive that had known the Apostle John when he was there as the head of the assembly in Ephesus. And there were people there that Irenaeus went to talk to that knew the Apostle John, that knew Mary, the mother of Jesus, who spent her last days in Ephesus, that knew Timothy, also the martyr apostle of the church of Ephesus. So Irenaeus had a pretty good reason to have a pretty good handle on a lot of things. And I have in the first volume of the Apostolic Fathers about 300-some pages of his writings against heresies. And we talked here recently about apologetic, how apologetic defends the faith against those that would attack it. And Irenaeus was one of the giants that God rose up in the second century to defend and refute the error of Gnosticism. And this is what he wrote. And Irenaeus quoted on page 500 of volume 1 of the Apostolic Fathers, if any of you have this online, Irenaeus quotes the very same passage that we read this morning. And he makes the very same point that I am making this morning. And this is what he said. He said, "Since therefore, beyond all doubt and contradiction, the apostle shows that there is one and the same God who did both enter into judgment with these former things and who does inquire into those of the present time and points out why these things have been committed to writing. All these men are found to be unlearned and presumptuous, nay, even destitute of common sense, who because of the transgressions of them of old time, and because of the disobedience of a vast number of them, do allege that there was indeed one God of these men, and that he was the maker of the world, and existed in a state of degeneracy, but that there was another Father declared by Christ, and that this being is he who has been conceived in the mind of each of them. Now, understanding this, as in the former case, God showed himself was not well pleased in many instances toward those who sinned, but also in the latter, many are called, but few are chosen, as then the unrighteous, the idolaters, and fornicators perish, so also it is now, for both the Lord declares that such persons are sent into eternal fire." Now, in Irenaeus's day, the Gnostics said that the God of the Old Testament was different from the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what the modern Gnostics say is, well, yeah, they're the same person, but what God the Father said in the Old Testament, how many times have you heard it said, "That don't apply to me. That's the Old Testament. That don't apply to me. All this stuff about idolatry and sin in the Old Testament, that don't apply to me." These preachers are the sons of Marcion. They are the sons of Valentius. They are the sons of Belial that are leading people to die in the wilderness, and the people that are following them are ignorant. They are ignorant of what the Word of God absolutely says. This morning, we want to correct this ignorance. And I know that these are things that are, if you've been listening to me for very long, you're not ignorant about this. But this is ignorance on a wide scale. And this ignorance has to be addressed, because this ignorance is going to cause them to fall in the wilderness. It's a certain example. And this is the point the Apostle Paul made. This is the point that Irenaeus made. This is the point that the Holy Ghost is making. And this is where I must draw a line in the sand. Idolatry, paganism, and participation in these pagan festivals will cause you to wander in the wilderness and to die there. It is a certain example. It does apply. And you just get ready, because the fuse is about ready to go off. And this is going to explode in our minds in a way that is going to be so powerful that we're going to see this very clearly, just exactly what is going on. We're going to take our first break this morning, and then we are going to be right back on FOJC Radio Church.
You're listening to FOJC Radio, where truth in the Word of God is found. Thank you for being a part of FOJC Radio Church. You can contact us at FOJC, Post Office Box 4174, Evansville, Indiana 47724-4174. Or you can call us at area code 812-473-3735. Or you can email us at lastdayschurch@cs.com, or you can check out our website at www.ritualabusefree.org. That's all one word, ritualabusefree.org. That's RITUALABUSEFREE.org. And please remember to tune in next Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Thanks and God bless.
You're listening to the all-new KBOU Radio Network. That's the Blue Raven Network. Visit our website at www.1blueraven.feebly.com.
Often duplicated, never replicated. You're listening to the all-new KBOU Radio Network, Blue Raven Network.
Become a business, and the calling on our lives become a job. When did the Lord become our servant, rather than us giving service to our God? When did our words become so empty? It must have been when our opinions took his place. When did our prayers become so selfish? When it became only for our own gain, we chose to seek his face. You can say what you want to, but it's better to give than to receive. Our self-centered lip service won't do a thing for their unbelief. Go on and preach prosperity, but you're missing the point, my brother. The gospel is not financial gain, but it's meant to be shared for free with one another and free for all the world. Jesus is free for all the world. When did our pockets make the difference? And the pockets in the front pew make the team? When did we first become so prideful? I'm just a man, so please don't idolize me. When did the devil take his seat in the congregation? When we lifted holy hands as to catch our brother's eye? Why has the church been starving so long? We're scratching itching ears, and our focus is on the tithe. And you can say what you want to, but it's better to give than to receive. Our self-centered lip service won't do a thing for their unbelief. So go on and preach prosperity, but you're missing the point, my brother. The gospel is not financial gain, but it's meant to be shared for free with one another and free for all the world. Jesus is free for all the world.
You're listening to the all-new KBOU Radio Network. That's the Blue Raven Network. Visit our website at